This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden Sunday ended his faltering reelection bid and endorsed his vice president, Kamala Harris. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston.
The 81-year-old said he would stay in his role as president and commander-in-chief until his term ends in January. "It has been the greatest honor of my life to serve as your president," he said, while adding, "I believe it is in the best interest of my party and the country for me to stand down." There's been a wave of public and private pressure from Democratic lawmakers and party officials for him to quit after his shockingly poor performance in a televised debate last month against Donald Trump. It took the spotlight away from Trump's false statements and put it squarely on Biden's fitness for another four-year term. All his donors began to revolt.
That's Reuters' Angela Johnston reporting. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is making a trip to Washington following U.S. President Joe Biden's exit from this year's American presidential race. VOA's Joe Ramsey.
Netanyahu visits Washington beginning on Monday, leaving behind a brutal war to make a politically precarious speech before a joint session of Congress. The visit comes at a time of great uncertainty following U.S. President Joe Biden's exit on Sunday from the presidential race, with efforts ongoing to bring about a ceasefire in Gaza, rising concerns of the war spreading to Lebanon and Yemen, and the U.S. in the middle of a wild election campaign. Netanyahu's speech has the potential to cause disarray on both sides of the ocean. The risks only increase with Biden's decision to drop out of the race. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
At least two people have been killed in Ukrainian strikes on the partly Russian-occupied Donetsk region, according to Russian state media, while Russian strikes wounded at least five people in